Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this April 17th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in part 3 of her video interview series on ACT, Mwangi Koshoki of PARXL examined biological, dosing, and population-level considerations sponsors must get right from the start when using basket and master protocol designs. Success depends on thoughtful target selection, dose optimization across conditions, and realistic patient population assumptions before enrollment begins. Up next, in a new Q&A on ACT, Jenna Derrido, COO and co-founder of Revelia Bio, discussed why traditional go, no-go models are breaking down and how human-relevant data generated earlier in development reduces uncertainty. Teams are answering questions about mechanism, safety, and biodistribution in human systems before clinical trials, rather than waiting for late-stage failures to expose gaps. And finally, in a new contributed article over on PharmExec, FDA's shift towards single-trial approvals, supported by real-world evidence, represents recognition that AI analytics can now convert fragmented RWD into regulatory-grade evidence. The transition requires building organizational capabilities to unify disparate data sources and apply rigorous study design before approvals, moving RWD integration from late-stage consideration to foundational development planning. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.